Visiting today with Freddie Ronquillo Alvarez of Moore. He's one of our area stars in ag placement. Freddie, tell us a little bit about your awesome project.
My project is in placement, working for A&A Lawn Care Service. I started off as a mowing technician, and I've grown within the company. And today, I solicit services for the company, and I've been able to grow as an individual. I've been able to build a strong work ethic, and so much that now I market the company services.
So I bet your family's pretty proud that you're helping out with this.
Absolutely. Yes, I've been working with my father since I was 6 years old. You know, I've seen him grow as an individual, and I've seen the company grow as a business.
And this is a really awesome thing for you, because this could be a lifelong business if you truly wanted it to be that.
I can truly agree with you on that. I got a full tuition scholarship to Eastern, and I am pursuing a career in agriculture for the rest of my life. I want to get a major in landscape design and architect.
That's going to be amazing. Well, tell us a little bit about, you mentioned your dad, but who else helped you kind of along the way with this project?
One of my biggest mentors, of course, at high school level. I believe I'm a strong, faithful believer that God puts people in our lives with the purpose, and he put Mr. Gustafson in my life, and if it wasn't for Mr. Gustafson, I don't know where I'd be right now. He's someone that's pushed me for excellence, pushed me for more, and he's always believed in me. I'm a big self-doubter, and I've always doubted myself, and he really changed my life. God put him in my life for a reason, and Mr. Gus is my biggest role model. Besides, my dad and Mr. Gus are, of course, you know, but besides my dad, Mr. Gus.
Well, and those folks are always so important and influential as you're going forward. What are some things that you really learned out of this experience?
Something I really learned out of this experience, many times I wanted to give up. I felt like I wasn't good enough. Why me? Why now? And they always tell me, you know, not just Mr. Gus necessarily, but I have other FFA advisors as well. They always tell me to keep on going, keep pushing for more. You know, Mr. Gus told me something about a week ago. He said, the sky's the limit, Freddie. And for this guy, he said, don't back out of nothing. Do it. He said, if it's in God's plan, it's going to be yours. You know, keep on going, keep working at it. You know, I've showed pigs for 4 years, and Mr. Gus got my hands on a couple of sows, and now I sell feeder pigs. I raise feeder pigs. I've learned how to artificial inseminate sows, and now I sell feeder pigs. And eventually, once I get older, I want to be able to sell show pigs. So
it sounds like FFA has been really influential for you.
Yes, it has. It's funny how God puts perspective in our life and shows us perspective. You know, my ancestors, my grandparents left Guatemala for a better chance at something. You know, in our country, Central America, agriculture is really all you can do. You work in the fields from sunup to sundown, and it's just very tiring. You know, he tells me that ever since he can remember, both of my grandparents tell me that they grew up in the fields working with their grandparents, and they left their home countries to pursue a better life, for more opportunities, to be working for something else. And here I am, going on the full tuition scholarship, pursuing agriculture for the rest of my life. I want to be involved with every single part of it for the rest of my life.
So what were some of your favorite moments from FFA this past year?
Well, no, you know, COVID-19.
That wasn't
really
one of them.
Yeah, no. That wasn't one of it. What I was trying to say was that COVID really, really messed up a lot of our plans. You know, since freshman year, I always dreamed about being a chapter officer. Not only that, but senior year, it was my goal to be the chapter president. And I was able to accomplish that. And I wanted to do so many things. You know, we do so many socials, watermelon socials, fish fries at the beginning of the year. I wanted to be able to recruit freshmen or 7th and 8th graders onto our high school, you know, because FFA really was life-changing for me. And I know that if I had them in those many opportunities, that someone else can have those too, you know. And one of my favorite parts from this year was being able to attend our livestock shows. Mm-hmm. You know, being, even if I wasn't showing, there were some occasions where I couldn't show and I would attend livestock shows. Just seeing those little kids in 4-H with those clover jackets on and the youth, you know, in FFA gear, just seeing that smile, you know, it's worth it. Nothing can compare to that, you know. It was just, That was my favorite part, being able to continue with our livestock shows. And I appreciate our advisors and our leaders for allowing us to be able to do that.
Well, looking forward, what's up next for you? What are your plans for college and going forward?
I plan to attend Eastern Oklahoma State College for 2 years, getting a degree in landscape design, like I said. And I want to finish off here in Stillwater, coming to OSU for another few years. And I want to get something with ranch management or ag business.
How proud is your dad of you?
Oh, man, he's really proud. You know, my dad wasn't even able to finish high school. He has no degree in what he does, and it's just something that was life-changing for us, to be honest, really. We see how great our God is and how much he works with us every single day, and me and my family, we appreciate all of my advisors and leaders and all of my mentors and role models that have been there for me since day one, because if it wasn't for them and, of course, God, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Casey Shepherd visiting with Freddie Ronquillo Alvarez of the Moore FFA chapter. Thank you so much.